Texte numéro 82. The mission to clean up Mount Everest. The people who set out to climb Everest spend months dreaming about reaching the summit. They pay $65,000 in fees to the Nepali government. They train, trek for days, endure extreme discomfort, even danger. So it should be a simple thing to get them to pick up after themselves. Apparently not. Nearly 60 years after Edmund Hillary conquered Everest and 30 years after climbing turned commercial, the region is still struggling to deal with mass tourism. By the standards of the 70s, when the main climbing routes were littered with discarded tents and food packets, Everest is a lot cleaner, with just a smattering of plastic bottles and sweet wrappers on the rocky plateau that is base camp. But a Nepali environmental coalition is pressing the government in Kathmandu to adopt a new management plan to safeguard the Himalayas in the age of mass tourism and to make amends for the environmental sins of the past. Everybody talks about waste in the mountains, but nobody talks about proper solutions, says Pinjo Sherpa, director of Eco Himal. Cleaning up Everest every once in a while doesn't help. The main thing is management, waste management. The group has lodged a plan with the government that calls for tougher penalties against litter bugs at Everest and the surrounding areas. They are also pushing for the installation of portable toilets at base camps and investment in waste treatment facilities, which currently do not exist in the region, with proposals for 5 incinerators and sewage treatment plants. In the 50s, the heavy traffic left its mark. People were careless. They would take a rubbish bag, but they would still leave stuff behind, said Sharing Tenzing Sherpa, an official of the Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee. Modern expeditions are much more conscious of their footprint. Groups must pay a $4,000 deposit on their equipment in the hope that they will carry down everything they brought. Conservation groups argue that Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee lacks the resources to keep up with all the groups climbing Everest and to make sure that they do indeed carry all their equipment back down to Kathmandu. The committee says it brought back 25 tons of rubbish from Everest last spring, but conservationists argue that waste disposal is haphazard. There are rubbish dumps with heaps of tuna cans and plastic bottles only a few minutes' walk away from villages on the trekking trail. Just above the ice falls at Crampon Point, you can see cans from 10, 20, 30 years ago or even older, Shering says. Other higher peaks less famous than Everest are even dirtier, he notes. With climate change, snow and ice on mountaintops is melting, exposing even more rubbish. We are in a garbage race, he says. Adapted from Guardian.co.uk, October 2011.